Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Nandito rin naman po kami,
Tito Oscar
and Tita Miriam, here on 104.6 Planet FM, giving you inspirations, updates on Philippine news and events, and thoughts to live by. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Kaibigan natin sa kahanginan. Nandito na naman tayo sa programa nato Pilipinas Mabuhay din sa 104.6 Planet FM. Kaling ngayon yung pinangga, walang iba si Tito Oscar. Tita Miriam?
Good afternoon. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Andito na naman po kami si Tita Miriam and Tito Oscar here on Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM from now 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. every Saturday night. Stay with us as we have some good reflections to share with you tonight. At kumusta po ang lahat nating mahal sa buhay? Mamahalin kita. Isn't it our pledge to all the people whom we love and care for? So be with us tonight.
Kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply for all lending products. The Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
With struggles in life. When a barrier occurs, it is simple to get down and want to give up. Oftentimes, we get lost and don't know what to do in life. A man by the name of Michael Miller, who works with children and youth, talks about certain struggles that we all face at one point or another in our life. And he shares his experience on how he and we ourselves can overcome them. It is to be used as a motivator to get us past those walls of destruction. Live for God and let Him carry us through all things that stand in our way. And yes, he says, life is a constant struggle. There are moments of happiness and sadness. There are moments of laughter and tears. But to live a purposeful life, one must have the passion to overcome the obstacles that life bestows on us. Let us live life with a positive attitude and never give up our virtues and our ethics. We all have problems as we try to go through life. There is no such thing as never having any barriers on our path to each destination. First of all, we need to accept the fact that we will have to deal with difficult problems, and probably more often than we want to. We also need to accept the fact that we probably will not understand why we are being faced with certain situations. If we first accept a problem when it comes our way, we will eliminate some of the stress that comes along with it. It will also help us to understand the problem. Once we have an understanding of the problem, we are able to focus on solutions. If our mind is at an emotional state of disequilibrium, we won't be able to weigh out possible solutions. In other words, we will be blind. Stress usually puts the mind and body in chaos. It makes us think one-dimensionally. We want to try not to have a one-track mind or a closed mind. When we are dealing with struggles, be open for suggestions and assistance. Aside from prayer, friends and family are good people to turn to when we need assistance. Don't ever let that pass you by. Our writer said that many of my friends have helped me along my journey, and without them, I honestly don't know where I would be. Any true friend will drop whatever he or she is doing to listen and offer advice if you want it. Family are also good to turn to if you are comfortable with that. But with prayer, let us trust that God will send someone who will be there to listen and guide us in a positive direction. Sometimes we become weary that we may be a problem to others to whom we pour out our burdens. If God has sent someone we feel we can trust, then we will never be a burden to that person. It is best that we have an outlet for our burdens, rather just let it bottle inside us. Remember, there is always an opening at the end of the tunnel, and it is a light shining brightly.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to His side, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way.
Situation, but he hasn't. The Bible says that we are inscribed on the palm of his hand. And heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will remain forever. And he can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask or think tonight. Amen. Let's sing it.
Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to His side, with love and strength for each new day.
life has a lot of twists and turns. Like a road that seems to wind on and on until you feel like you will never reach your destination. When we get caught up in wondering or worrying where we are going or how long it is taking, we don't enjoy the ride. We should not get upset when we miss turns in life. It is certain that we will hit a rough place or fall into a hole or two along the way. It has been said, life is what you make it. So let us ask ourselves, am I one of those optimists or am I a pessimist? The age-old test says, do you see the glass as half full or half empty? We are going to experience ups and downs, twists and turns, detours and trials along the way, like potholes and bumps in the road. However, we must manage to navigate them. And Jesus told us to not think it strange when we fall into diverse temptations. We will have trials, and when they end, we will move on to mountaintop experiences. Eventually, we will encounter valleys again. We can stop along the way, breathe the fresh air, and take time to smell the roses. Or we can grit our teeth and see the problems rather than gaining a view from God's perspective. Blessings are like the train ride in the Christmas movie, The Polar Express. The conductor had a destination and a schedule to keep, but occasionally there were detours and delays. Yet he constantly checked his watch and with great determination made it despite all the obstacles. Can we enjoy our journey? We can, if we remember to live one day at a time and trust the Lord to guide us. He wants to enjoy our travels. He wants us to enjoy our travels as we rest in Him, understanding that He is all about helping us reach the destination He has planned for us. So let us keep a positive outlook and pray when trials come along. We can give our cares to the Lord, and He will help us out of our troubles. We will hit those potholes and bumps, but the road eventually levels. So let us enjoy the ride and pull over from time to time to rest and enjoy God's panoramic view. There are many blessings along the way, and that final destination will be worth it all when we see Jesus. So let us cast all our care upon Him, for He cares for each and every one of us. Let us be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving in our hearts, let our requests be made known to God.
Lord, there is none like you. I just take a race.
padala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya! Always kaming may DVD night. Always may pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Because our life will expectedly have its awesome ups and downs. What matters most is how we deal with them. Life presents us with many different experiences. Sometimes they're wholly positive experiences. And sometimes they really challenge us to dig inside ourselves and find something we never knew existed. What we learn from these experiences shapes our character. Dr. David Hamilton, who wrote the book How Your Mind Can Heal Your Body and Why Kindness is Good for You, has learned a lot over the years about the best way to handle good times and bad. He shares 10 things he has learned in his life. And here is a short list of some of the things he has learned as an author, as a public speaker, as a friend, and as a life partner. First, he says, be the change. Yes, we have heard Mahatma Gandhi's immortalized words so many times before, but that is because they are so true that people keep repeating them. It means to live by the principles that you want to see in others or in the world. Second, be open to the possibility of miracles. Miracles don't always happen to us. They often happen because of us. Our hopes, our dreams, our beliefs and our open minds invisibly build up momentum. Then they reach tipping point. Third, Dr. David Hamilton says, the mind can heal the body. I have heard several hundred stories of people using their mind to facilitate healing in their body. The key is to imagine converting an internal picture of disease into an internal picture of health. And if we do it repeatedly, every day, the mind and body are connected. Every state of mind has consequences. And the fourth, he says, is to count our blessings. We often get so caught up in life that we don't notice the wonderful people right in front of our eyes. But when we do, magic happens in our own lives. We experience internal joy as we seek the beauty in them. Love can really make a difference. I have found that no matter how hard things get, love can make everything all right. A hug can make so many stressful situations feel better. Love builds spiritual strength. His sixth tip is, if people are inherently good inside. We are wired for empathy and kindness. The love of the human spirit is always there, no matter how well it is hidden. Our task is to reveal it even in our enemies. His seventh experience, Dr. Hamilton said, take time for yourself. A quiet and balanced mind makes it much easier to deal with life's ups and downs. Eighth, resist the temptation to see yourself as small in any way. I believe that we are all on a spiritual journey towards knowing ourselves in deeper and more profound ways. Ninth tip from Dr. Hamilton, think about what you want and not what you do not want. You, engineer, both consciously and unconsciously, what you give your attention to. And the last, but not the least of his experiences, being positive does not just mean believing you will achieve your goals. It can mean that no matter how hard things get, you will know that you will get through it. There is always a way. And that way is the power of God's love in each one of us.
Lord, I come to you, let my heart be changed.
In 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply for all lending products. The Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
With those reflections, we hope that we have deeply touched your heart. And if you want to a copy of that, do give us a call on 0275701139 to Oscar or Tita Miriam on 0274875428. And just a reminder from the Santo Niño Devotees Group that the monthly Novena Masses continue every third Friday of the month at St. Benedict's Church at 7 o'clock in the evening. And also, a request from them to be known that they have continuous prayer crusades for those who are needing prayers. And they can always go to the website www.santo-nino.org. So, to register your prayer request. Kaibigan, mga kababayan, sa mahal nating mga friends doon sa North Shore, Tito Oscar, ano? Especially doon banda sa Tagapuna, doon sa Glenfield.
Sa Milford. Milford. Sa Wairau.
Yeah, and all the parts of North Shore. Of course, our loved friends dito din sa West Auckland, Tito Oscar. The Inner West and the Greater West Auckland. All our friends from Eastern Auckland, sa Hawick, sa Pakuranga, sa Bandang Santa Maria, Tito Oscar.
Yes.
And of course, here in Central Auckland, within the CBD, lahat nanding mga kababayan in our CBD residences. And of course, sa South Auckland, Tito Oscar, lahat nating mga devotees and mga kababayan doon, mga devotees natin sa Wayuku, sa Bombay, sa
Hamilton,
sa Tito Oscar,
Palmerston North,
yeah?
Sa Wellington,
Invercargill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and also
dito
in Christchurch.
Sa Kuan, Christchurch.
Yes, Tito Oscar. And have I said Bombay and Papakura?
Yes.
And Manurewa, of course, they're parts of South Auckland, Tito Oscar.
Correct, yes.
And all our friends and our supporters, those who follow our radio program. So continuously be with us. You are giving us inspiration with your texts and your email messages. Ano? We are sometimes we have our recorded program going because we might be away or we are attending conferences, but you are always in our mind and in our hearts, and of course you are always in our daily prayers. So
we are always our Miss Universe.
Yes, Tito Oscar.
Okay, Tita Miriam, it's time to say goodbye. And sa atong mga minahal sa kahanginan, kini ang inyong Tito Oscar nagbati sa inyo nga maayong hapon ug maayong gabi dinhi sa 104.6 Planet FM Pilipinas Mabuhay.
And to all our family members, to all our friends, the all who are close to our hearts, remember, we love you and we will always keep you in our prayers. So this is your Tita Miriam saying goodbye to you.
This is your Tito Oscar saying goodbye.
And
Pilipinas Mabuhay!